these explosions of bullshit. Bullshit. And we're going to the Capitol, so let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue and God bless America.
This level of breach was unseen since the British breached the Capitol in 1814, promoted evacuation of the House and Senate. One of the looters was a lawmaker named Derek Evans. Few people died, many cops were injured. What's Trump's punishment? His Twitter suspended. At the George Floyd protests in helmets and boots, they called in 5,000 National Guard troops. For us, the Pentagon called in the helicopters. He left with the speaker's podium and they never stopped him. This was an inside job, they lied to us. Police officers taking selfies with rioters. When we protested, it must have been thousands of cops dressed in riot gear, some of them grinned. Shooting rubber bullets, hitting kids, women and men. When Trump supporters rushed the Capitol, they ushered them in. They orchestrated the riots up close, hoping that they could stop certification of Electoral College votes. God is the greatest, the devil is a liar. God is the greatest, the devil is a liar. They lock us up and throw away the key, it's exhausting. Let's see what they do to Lonnie Kaufman. He had 11 Molotov cocktails, few handguns, and carbine inside his pickup truck. Goddamn, son. They finally arrested Richard Barnett, he was a mess. He stole a mail and put his feet on Pelosi's desk. He got a few charges, they played it safe. It's ironic that they broke into the Capitol, but still got a lower case in America. Peaceful protests from colored people was more threatening than rioting from other people. Blacks who voted for Trump and think God doesn't see you. You made a contribution to something evil. If the NAACP rep for them fucking people, that means it stands for niggas ain't acting like colored people.